chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow.
You're now listening to the Three Guys on Podcast with Randolph Terrence, Andy Klein, and Tim Miller. Bitches leave.
Hey, what's happening? Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Hey, I'm Tim Miller.
Sock Puppet Nation, stand down. Tim Miller is in the building.
How you guys doing?
We are Three Guys On, and we're right back at you. Happy Monday. I thought I'd bring us in white today because our music, our last conversations have been on a high black fleek.
High black.
A lot of fleek.
We've been fleeking with the blackness.
Extra
fleek. Fleeked out.
So I thought I'd bring us in with some.
I think we should call this episode Fleeker and Flacker.
I love these dudes. America.
What is so it, 70s, mid-70s?
It's mid-70s. Mid-70s.
Didn't they do the Been Through the Desert on a Horse with No
Name?
Yeah,
them. Which is the song that they're famous for, but they have a lot better. Is that good English?
It's a lot, a lot.
They have many better songs.
It's a lot of bad English.
They're gooder sometimes more.
They're gooder.
They're gooder more than
I don't like to be that guy who, when people like the popular song, they're like, oh, there's better songs. I don't like being that guy.
The deep cuts, man. You got to listen to all the deep cuts.
I don't like being that guy.
On the album.
I was going to buy a CD one time, and I was like, hey, do you have a Take 5? By where's the jazz section? Oh, I mean, that's a good song, but he has such better cuts. I'm like, yeah, I know that, but I'm here for
one thing, stupid.
I'm here for this.
Do the thing that I said.
Yeah, now fucking tell me where the thing is and go back to eating your fucking
Stop
cheese sandwich.
Stop being so fucking verbose with your opinions.
Jesus Christ.
We don't give a fuck.
Mr. Rick, what do the record store guys do now? They don't even exist anymore.
No, they. I think I tweeted that once.
They're all online. They're all commenting.
People with face piercings. Where do they work now? Like, except for the piercing shop.
But what's the tattoo parlor?
They work at home.
They used to work at the record store.
They used to work at the record store.
I work at home.
Where does the guy with the big hoop in his ear? Where does he work?
The big gauge.
Or the dude with the. Did you see the guy with the hoop in the side of his cheek? You see that dude?
The big hole. You can see his teeth.
Yeah. Clear. Where's that guy work?
Is it a real thing?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
He does not
I saw
work.
It all. You know, you see stuff on Facebook and you're like, this ain't real.
Yeah. This ain't real. No, it's real. It's like, okay. Where is he working?
He works at a dental office.
He gives cross-section views. This is what it looks like from this side. It's got to be disgusting eating next to that guy. Watching him slosh food
around. It's just
got to
be disgusting being around that dude, eating aside.
Right. Well, imagine how many other windows he has on his body.
Just being around him, you're like, what a thing. Jesus Christ, freak daddy, what are you doing?
Just put a black circle right there.
Those guys, they get off on that shit. One time we did an episode of the podcast where you talked about meeting the lizard man.
Oh, yeah.
I tweeted from the Three Guys On account. I said, hey, this week's episode, Randolph talks about the time he hung out with the lizard man. And I didn't, tag him. He must have a Google alert for Lizard Man. He favorited the tweet.
Probably.
Lizard Man. So he's probably every day oh shit.
Oh shit.
Did I get any lizard more attention?
Man. Every day I'm hustling.
I got a forked tongue here, guys.
For those
who
don't know, our new listeners, when I was living in Austin, I worked at Guarantee Bank. It's been long enough where I can say that. And Lizard Man's girlfriend worked at Guarantee Bank. So at the Christmas party, you're at a Christmas party.
Who is Lizard Man?
Lizard Man is a dude, His skin is tattooed to look like a lizard.
Yeah.
He has a forked tongue. He had it surgically fixed so it's forked.
Which is that a lizard thing or a snake thing?
I think
whatever.
It's a snake thing.
It's a reptile thing.
I don't know. It's a reptile thing. He has these contact lenses to make his eyes look black. He's a little dude. He's not very big. He's a little guy. And
you think that attributes?
At that time, he had been on, Discovery Channel, I think, at that point.
Right.
You know? Rick Ripley's Believe It or Not, show?
Yeah, that type of thing. Before where hey, here's Lizard Man. I think he has tattoos over the course of his body, but he had a suit on.
Hey, here's a Lizard Man.
Yeah, you're standing at a Christmas party, you look around. I'm like, this guy's fucking got a suit on. What the fuck? He's standing there in a suit, little forked tongue. He's having a conversation with his girl's boss. His girl was like tattooed white girl. Yeah, that's him.
That's the little man.
That's him.
He's all green.
Yeah, that's him.
He's all green. Was with he a green? Tongue.
Yeah.
Guess he was walking around with fucking green paint on.
It's
talking
not
to his
paint.
That's ink.
It's oh, it's ink. His skin. Oh, yeah, his skin is paint. Green.
His
now.
Girl had like a bunch of tattoos, and she had like the dress to show the tattoos off. Because I was with my wife at that time. She was my girlfriend. She was like, "Hey, that's that guy, Lizard Man." I was like, "No, it's not."
He's got freak tattooed across his chest.
Yeah, yeah, of course you're a freak, he does. All right,
that's the Lizard Man.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm in Guaranty Bank amongst all these white collar, and it's Texas white collar douchebag.
Oh, he's from Texas.
Bankers. I don't know if he's from Texas. I know his girl was. It was Austin. I'm like,
well,
what
I think Lizard's before that climate. You know, yeah, the dry,
warm.
Hot.
It's dry so, and warm.
Yeah. I think that's why he likes it.
It's dry and warm. And I think at some point I was playing on a craps table next to him. I want to say that.
Just hanging out, talking?
Across from me or to the left of me. Because they set up a charity craps table, and I love playing craps. So I was like, ah, fuck it, I'll play. So we were throwing dice, and he was standing there.
He was just hanging out like a normal dude?
Yeah, like a normal
like he's not
dude
a lizard.
With a split tongue and green. Like, come on, dude.
Like you're not the Lizard Man?
Yeah, you're used to it, dog. Yeah. You see yourself in the mirror a lot.
And you got a suit on, which was probably the weirdest part of the whole thing. It's like, he's got a suit on.
Like, act like a lizard.
Yeah.
At least. You act like a lizard for the first few minutes? You know, and then go back to your human. Like, no, I'm just
lizard
a human.
Lizard first, then man.
Just a human. Dog, that is amazing the amount of shit that people try to put on you. Patrice used to do a joke about the guy with the lazy eye. And like, no, I want to ask you about the eye. You want to talk to me like we cool?
I used to do a joke that never went anywhere about I went to go get a tire. I say it all kind of different places, but the true story is I went to go get a tire for my car again in Austin. I went in to get a tire replaced, and the guy working behind the counter only had one eye, but he didn't have an eye patch on.
Come on, man.
And he didn't have a fake eye. He just had nothing in his
head.
He had
just nothing happy
nothing
about
his
face?
Just nothing in his head. God. And I came in. It was on the right side. I was looking, and
like
I was like,
dog. Which okay. one?
Here's the thing. When you see somebody like that, you staring at that fucking...
You're staring right at it.
You're not going to look nowhere else.
And they know
else.
It.
Yeah. And so...
Why wouldn't you?
That was the joke.
That's
I'm like,
rude, man.
So he's mad. It is rude.
That's rude. Like,
did you forget your eye patch?
And I'm...
Did you forget your fake eye?
I'll try to be a sensible dude and not be too angry, but...
Come on, man.
It's rude to stare.
I could never get that bit to work. I loved
to
it.
You.
And the people who liked the bit liked it. But everybody else is like, you're talking about a guy with one eye. I'm like, he's the asshole.
He's the piece of shit in this story.
Well, maybe the eye patch, maybe he had it on earlier and it got hot and he had to take it off. Like, those things, I'm sure they get uncomfortable.
Come on, man. You know? Fan it. You don't have a little eye
I don't
fan?
Care, dude.
A little eye fan?
You don't have a little eye fan
care,
for your fucking...
Or dark on, glasses?
Now. Or dark glasses?
And now you're going to get mad because I'm staring at your eye? What are you staring at? What am I staring at?
Hold on, okay.
I can't tell you what I'm staring at, but I can tell you what I'm not staring at. Anything in this shop besides your fucking face.
Your eye, dude.
Your eye hole.
All I'm looking at is your fucking face.
Now, here's a good example or a good argument for why you should always have some shit on your eyes or on your face. You got something messed up about your face. That guy worked at a tire company.
Yeah.
Right? In Texas. He's probably dead now. But my point is, you seen Ray? Remember the movie Ray?
Yeah, they put glasses on.
Ray is a fucking multi-million album selling,
right?
Grammy, whatever award winning musician doing amazing shit. And they told him, you need to cover your eyes up, cover them shits up, dude.
But I'm Ray.
But I'm.
He sat down and played the piano, and they were like, you're so good. We're gonna put all racism aside.
We don't give a shit about racism tonight. Tomorrow we see you walking down the street. We're gonna take care of you.
We're gonna put our racism
tonight,
aside.
But. You cover that fucking eye, though. I can't hear your music because I'm looking at your eyes.
You go put some sunglasses
on. It's not going to happen.
It's fucking God.
Dog,
man.
That right there, that'll let you know you need to cover that
looking
shit.
At your fucking
I got
face.
Enough shit to worry about. I don't
look at my
ass.
Fucking eye. Yeah. I'll kick your ass, dude. I will go to the left and turn you in a circle. What you going to do?
But what if his right eye has gained in strength? And he has better.
I hope it has. I hope it has.
His yeah, good
come
eye.
Oh man!
Don't you get more?
Patch on.
You get more senses.
Put a patch on. Or wear sunglasses. Wear sunglasses.
Or just get like floppy
on,
hair.
That's it. That's all they
get,
did.
Get like Flock of Seagulls hair and just have it hanging down
drape
over your
eye. Eye patch is too. That's too like
very piratey.
I wonder what happened to that eye.
Yeah.
That's
the only thing you think about. I got questions about that eye.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got stabbed.
Well, you get questions when you see somebody.
If
like,
you see
the question, you see is like, did he forget his fake eye?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or like,
did he lose his fake eye?
There's so many different like different kinds of movies, TV shows where somebody gets fucked up, and anytime somebody gets hit in the eye, you go, ooh.
Yeah.
That's like it's like the balls for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get somebody gets hit in the eye, you go, ooh. The whatchamacallit? What's the movie with Kill Bill?
Mm-hmm.
When gouging they told a story, you're like, oh shit!
Pull her eye out of her head.
Yes,
and then she pulled her eye out of her head.
What's the other movie? Walking
and then
Dead.
Stepped on it.
Ugh. Walking Dead. The guy got stabbed
in
the eye.
Did not watch Walking Dead.
You haven't seen it?
I've watched one, and that made me not watch it.
The first one?
No, I was watching one. They were.
You can't watch the old ones.
They were on.
You got to watch. I mean,
they were on
you can't
a
watch the new
in
ones.
Atlanta, I think, and
got to watch the old ones.
This guy. A zombie was kind of chasing him, and I'm doing air quotes when I say chasing. I know I'm making Rod mad right now.
Atlanta.
He loves Game of Thrones. He loves Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's good.
But I was like,
he's not even running.
Dude, they walk less than 1 mile an hour.
They don't walk very fast.
You can head fake the shit out of him, and then you.
You know what though?
You just gotta hurt him in the head. I'm like,
but they're relentless though. They keep
head fake the shit out of him and throw something at his head.
They never have to rest. They just
I mean,
keep
maybe
coming.
that's what
you
it
have
is.
To stop. And
but
rest.
Here's the thing: you don't gotta run in a straight line. They were in woods. I'm like, run in a straight line, bear off to the right, swing around behind the motherfucker, and just hit him on the head with a.
No, but you don't know. Like,
with a tree.
There could be a swarm of zombies coming.
Yeah, they're flanking you.
The other way.
They're flushing you out into the.
They ain't smart enough to flush anybody anywhere.
I don't know.
They're fucking zombies. Now, if it was the zombies from like 28 Days Later,
right,
or the one where they were in the mall with Ving Rhames, those zombies were fucking.
They're running.
Scary.
What was this other zombie thing that I just saw? It was a Netflix series. I think it was called iZombie or something like that.
They have a couple of them
on
Netflix. You've just put zombie into Netflix.
Zombie
and all these
and
movies.
And Netflix is like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's 30% of our catalog.
Yeah, all these zombie movies come out.
Walking
you, Netflix
Dead.
Kills it on.
And Hitler
on
documentaries.
Running
on documentaries. They kill it on documentaries and foreign movies.
Yeah. Foreign scary movies, too.
Yeah. They kill it on that. Documentaries, foreign movies. And now their new little original superhero
movies
are great. And they do a lot of stand-up. Have you seen Chris D'Elia's? Because
no.
J.O. was bagging the shit out of it.
I've seen clips of him do comedy.
Chris D'Elia?
I think it's D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia? I don't know. It's like, isn't it D apostrophe?
Yeah, but I think it's just D'Elia.
You just said D'Elia? Yeah, because J.O. was bagging the shit out of it. I'm like,
J.O.
I want to watch it now.
J.L. Kelvin.
Oh, J.L.
J.L. Kelvin.
He didn't like it?
Jean-Louis.
No, I didn't like it.
No, yeah, that's being nice.
to say the least.
I mean, I think his default is to probably dislike and then be proven wrong because he's kind
but
of a hater.
A lot of other people have said they didn't like it either.
I mean, he's not a good comic.
That's what I keep hearing. I don't recall ever seeing him.
He's
do
a good
stand-up.
Performer.
He was on what show?
He's got a father who's in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His father directed or produced that special.
Yeah, his father's in the game, so...
So there you go.
That don't hurt. Yeah, that don't hurt.
He's a good performer. The audience in that show probably loved it, but...
Probably.
It doesn't resonate over camera.
I was listening... I read a Bill Burr article where he was saying how every special he's trying to do something different. I noticed in the last one, he was acting more, and then he was saying in the article that he was like...
you know what, though?
He's working on his act. He'll work on his act out to work on this, he'll work on that. Mm-hmm. He'll really try to...
Bill's doing a lot more. I'm talking about him like I know him. He's doing a lot. He's doing a lot of that. He's become more and more like an actor in his specials. The other one
that's good though.
The one in DC, which me honestly, I wasn't that big of a fan of. Mm-hmm. Not as big as this one, or not as much as this one. But
this last one, good.
Still, the black and white one.
Yeah,
yeah.
The thing we're talking about is talking about adopting the kid.
Yeah.
He's talking to the other kid.
Yeah.
Did you grow up? You wanted this
shit.
You wanted
this. This is what you wanted. Shut up.
I'm scared too.
I'm scared. I'm scared of my life too.
Hey, hey, there he is. There he is. That was good. And he was talking about how he's doing that.
Yeah, he's doing that a lot more too.
Which has got me thinking now. Bill Burr is a dude that just really.
Well, he's been doing it for so long.
Yeah, he's influenced me in a lot of, he gets lot bored, of directions.
That I would he think.
Doesn't, he doesn't even. I don't even think. I wonder if he's aware of how he. No, you can't be. But he's aware of how he influences comedians in other directions because he's really.
I doubt it.
Not his material.
He wouldn't say it.
Him.
He wouldn't say it. I get him. He probably wouldn't say it, but he'd be.
He probably has people telling him that.
Yeah, all the time. And he's like, shut up, young comics.
Yeah, right. Shut up. Yeah, but he's really influenced me to kind of stretch in other directions. You know, beyond the obvious people that you see. I was reading a good Chris Rock article the other day.
I was going to bring that up. Which one?
The one in The Guardian. But everybody's focusing on the divorce, but he talks about a lot of other stuff. Talks about how, like, Baltimore. He doesn't see himself as Apatow and the Apatow and Sandler. He talks about Baltimore. That's a good article if you haven't seen it, Andy.
I read it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good article.
I saw it. I didn't have a chance to read it yet.
You know. The Apatow. I like the Apatow. But
he did another article too, right? Didn't he have another one?
Yeah, but he that was early.
Were we talking about the fight or something like that?
Top five had just come out. Top I think five. When he did that.
Article. I think the reason he's doing these articles now is because top five has come out in other countries.
Yeah,
so he's doing more press.
Doing one for the Guardian, and I like the Guardian's reporting. They're so much better than American.
They're British.
Media. Better than American.
We're
media.
British,
meaning you know
it's a battle.
Well, I'll have Chris Rock come out.
They're just better.
You got a couple of talking
about. We have some emails.
We have many. We have five emails. One of them we got actually.
A couple on Thursday.
We got this one last week. Last week I was like, we don't have any emails, and I hadn't noticed that we got an email, so we'll make sure we get that one in today. A couple from our regulars, a couple from some new people. Let's see if it comes up. I guess the Wi-Fi here is struggling.
It's tripping. What's the deal?
Can't get them up. I can't access the inbox. Huh. What else you guys want to talk about? Hold on.
Happy Mother's Day to any mothers out there.
I'm trying to get it on my phone.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I just saw her.
Yeah, you just saw her. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah. Well, we might have to talk about it now.
Yeah. Hold on.
Unless we can
hold on. Here we go. I think it's happening.
I like the internet in my place. It's very like, what? Damn.
Oh, you guys need it right now?
Damn. I was using it for I was on a phone call.
You think you're going to use this? No.
This email is from Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
Darling Nikki. So Nikki says, hey, guys. I've been listening to the show for about 2 months now. I heard of you guys from The Black Guy Who Tips. Of course you did.
Of course you did.
Oops.
Your show is entertaining and keeps me dying laughing. I can't remember your guest's name, but the one with the autistic daughter, that's Russ Green.
That's Russ.
Is hilarious.
That's Russ.
I used to be a behavior therapist for children diagnosed with autism. It was a really awesome job because I spend a majority of my time playing with kids, teaching them life skills. Now I work in a hospital in the trauma ward dealing with idiots who accidentally got stabbed with a fork or shot themselves playing with guns. Now you're dealing with death skills.
There you go.
No, I'm not a nurse. I tell nurses what to do, LOL. Also, I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and if that fool pooped in the bathroom while I was in the shower, I would be out this relationship. Yeah, you can't even do that when you've been together for years.
You're coming at
you. Well, you can if you can if you're with Elton Howard.
She's coming at it from a boyfriend that's never pooped in my bathroom context.
Right.
If he started out pooping in the bathroom and she kind of stuck around, it would be no problem.
Right.
But he's right now his bladder is like, you know, his bowels,
his lower bowels
are on. Yeah, they're on point.
Right.
You know. So right. Yeah, you can say that now.
But what if?
What if
it started different?
What if he got IBS?
well, you know, that's a disorder.
And he just couldn't wait.
You know, he's got to deal with that.
He just couldn't wait.
What if he comes into the shower and shits in the shower while you're in there?
What if,
yo? I think you got to get rid of that.
Is that grounds for dismissal?
You gonna leave? You gonna kick him out for that?
You got to get rid of that.
It depends on how they look, man. No, right now I'm not even.
You can't be that. You can't be fine. There's no.
I'm 30. I'm 36, man. Right now.
See, Elton's 43.
They can shit in the shower, man.
When
I'm
you're 43,
sorry.
You might be. We talk about Elton, but if you're single at 43, then...
Believe me, conversation got to be on point. Personality got to be... They have to make me laugh.
Right. She is funny.
They can shit in the shower.
On your
it gives
feet?
Me, it can give, that gives me kind of like a, you know, she's not perfect.
Right. She's a real girl. She's real.
It boosts my ego a little bit. Like, you know what? Yeah, she's not a perfect woman. She shits.
But the washcloth to wash the ass might be a step too far.
Yeah, dog. I don't know about that either. See, she took it to the next level of, do you really want to be with me?
Right.
I mean, because this right here is, this is the test.
Yeah, this is the beginning of our relationship.
You trying to be with me, dog? Did she put it underwater first? Did she wait for the
I think he said he got he she
she warm, he warmed she, it up in the shower and then gave it to her. And
no,
then she,
he gave it to her and left the bathroom, I think. But she whatever she did, he did, I don't think he stuck around to watch her wash her ass. That'd be weird. But then she gave him the washcloth back.
Such a strange story, Elton.
Yeah, he's got more.
I think, and he's not telling the other part of it. Like it's weird holes in it. I think he banged her after that.
After?
Of course he did. I think he banged her after she got.
Of course he did.
Back. Whatever she did with the washcloth.
Nasty.
I think he banged her. I think he did. That's just me being like.
It wouldn't be surprising.
Anytime a dude doesn't tell you a part of a story, it's because he either had sex with the person after, or he wanted to.
I think that story. The reason I heard that story in the first place was because the morning that this happened, because she had spent the night. The morning that this happened. We did the podcast at Randolph's place. You weren't there. And Elton got a ride to Randolph's place from her.
From her.
And then, because I gave him a ride back home after the podcast. So that's why I even knew what was going on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki also says, one question I have is, where does Tim Miller go when he disappears? Was he locked up on a traffic violation, hiding from his baby mamas? Plural.
Is he trying to raise a daughter?
He is trying to raise a daughter.
I'm trying to raise a daughter.
Plural.
I could tell you the story if you want, but I usually see the guys the night, like later that night.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, during the day when we record.
During the day when they record, I'm with my daughter.
Yeah. She's awake during that time.
Yeah. I don't live with my daughter, so I have to go see her on. I see her on the weekdays, but the real time is spent on the weekends because on the weekdays we get off. She goes to sleep around 7.
Right.
Or actually, no, it's 6. Between 6 and 6:30.
She's lightweight.
So we're not, it's not
lightweight.
It's not a quality time I'm spending with her after work. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's like, she's getting sleepy now. She's getting an attitude.
Well, we have
real shit is the weekend shit.
Nikki has one more little caveat.
Nick, you got a lot of motherfucking questions,
Come on,
yo.
Nikki.
God
She said, do not have to read this part if you do not want.
Let's read it.
Well, we're going to read it.
We reading this. You should have put that on there.
I have a GoFundMe.com.
Let's do it.
GoFundMe.com/MsMS. Nerdy Nikki.
Uh-oh, what's she trying to do?
That's also a Twitter handle, Ms. Nerdy
What
Nikki.
Are you trying to do?
I am working on my master's in public health, and I'm trying to raise funds to go to London for HIV research for my school thesis project.
Love it.
If you would like to tell people so they can drop a dollar or two, thanks.
I'm
going to
be honest.
Funny.
I love it. I'm not going to give you any money, but...
Okay. Well, let's go through the different. Let's go through the different.
Wants to give her some money. Run it down, Andy.
Okay.
It's GoFundMe.com/MsMS Nerdy Nikki NIKKI. All one word, no dots in the middle. Ms. Nerdy Nikki.
You're not gonna give her any money. She's going to.
She's trying to stop
AIDS.
AIDS
research.
Yeah.
I might give her a dollar.
Trust me, I've heard some shitty, like, stupid GoFundMe's.
At least this is legit. This ain't legit. Some shit like, I'm trying to take my girl down to South Beach.
Hey, Nick, my
I
girl.
I heard that one.
My girl. No, did you read that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did y'all talk about that one?
Trying to take my girl to South Beach.
Yo, my girl, she pretty as shit, man. And niggas is going to be all on the bitch. I need to go with her, though. But I ain't got no job. Holla at your boy. Give me $35 right quick. Let me go and get $35. I get $35 from everybody.
I have enough money.
I get down there, man.
That was a real GoFundMe. He said, if I don't go on this trip, it might end the
It might be over.
Well, I don't give a fuck about your
relationship. The relationship is over already. Right. If she knows about this GoFundMe, nigga, she's out.
Right.
Oh,
she
Jesus.
Is gone. Then again, he may save his relationship. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
Maybe it worked.
She gonna lead it.
Maybe it worked.
She gonna lead that nigga.
She gonna lead that motherfucker.
When he shows up, say it again. Run it down.
GoFundMe.com/ Ms. Nerdy Nikki. NerdyNikki.
Yeah.
She's working on her master's in public health, and she wants to go to London.
Why not, try to stop the monster.
To do why research. Not?
You know what?
She's trying to stop the monster.
People got extra money. I mean, not extra money, but, you know, why not?
Look, you could not drink a Starbucks one day
and
just send her the money for that.
By the way, we believe this is true.
You send
fat fucks.
You send about $35.
I mean, we don't
know.
Don't
drink a Starbucks.
We don't know if this is true. This is what she's telling us. Yeah.
We believe it, though.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you believe it? You take people's word. You know, I take people's word. Most people.
Yeah, you know.
Unless if you don't know them.
She seems legitimate.
Yeah, seems legit.
We got an email from BK.
What up,
British
Brooklyn?
Knights?
Oh, British Knights.
British Knights.
I love British Knights.
I used to have a pair of those.
Me too. Somebody stole mine. that's the end of the story. Anytime somebody has a story about British Knights, you're like, somebody stole them.
They were stealable.
Somebody stole them.
I don't know if people
like
them that much.
Shits were hot for about summer.
I had a hot pair though.
British Knights. Lottos.
I had a hot pair. Yeah, I remember Lottos.
It was a stretch. It was British Knights, Lotto.
Yeah.
Fila. Remember Diodora?
Diodora.
Yeah. Fila. Elise. They had gear. They didn't have shoes.
You know,
Lugs? Remember Lugs?
L-U-G-Z.
I don't remember about. I didn't fuck with
Lugs made driving shoes.
Yeah.
Driving boots.
I had a pair of Lugs.
What's McCall had him? He was the sponsor for him. Funkmaster Flex.
Funkmaster Flex.
Hey.
Jay-Z tried to steal my idea.
That's also the sound when Elton's girl's in the bathroom.
Hello, Elton. All he hears is...
Are you making a mixtape in there? Sort of.
flex.
Let me get my driving shoes on so I can go drive somewhere. Then I'll change into my walking around Lugs.
You want to go to Chipotle? flex. It's the sound of a bomb dropping because he takes shits.
BK says the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
We're going to talk about it.
Drew a ton of criticism and even more money. The fight and its related issues, mainly domestic violence, provided a lot of content for the media to feed off. Do you believe that this fight kind of pointed out the varying levels of hypocrisy and selective outrage that we all have? A little bit.
We can talk about it now. I don't have a problem with that. Finish email and we'll talk about it.
Some in the media and Twitter sphere tried to make this fight a referendum on where you stand on domestic violence. If you bought the fight, then you were, quote, a piece of shit who hates women.
There's two guys in the fight, though.
While others try to... but you're giving money to the...
Yeah, but I mean, there's two guys in the fight.
But they have to do that. Those people that... Go, I'm sorry.
Others tried to come up with excuses for why they had to cover the fight despite their strong disdain for Mayweather as a person, covering the fight is different than watching it. Adding to the fun, we had ESPN act as a hype machine leading into the fight. This ran in contrast to quite a few ESPN personalities who took very public stances against watching
that
Mayweather.
That I have a problem with. Because he blocked Rachel Nichols
and Michelle Beadle.
But
they got in. I guess Nichols got in anyway.
Yeah, he blocked
her.
No,
someone else got her credentials, but then she said, don't worry about
She's
it.
She's like, I'm not going. But they blocked her, and I have a problem with it. But ESPN does that with every sport. They do that with football. But I have a serious problem with that. ESPN doesn't like to call out people who you know are fuck-ups, and they will not. Because they don't want to take Dan Raphael, for instance. He's a boxing writer for ESPN. He's never addressed Floyd Mayweather, who likes to beat the shit out of women, and he's never addressed it. And he's the head boxing writer at ESPN. I'm like, you're never going to talk about this, man?
I mean, let's be honest. He's not beating up his wife. He's just beating up random bitches that he's banging.
Right.
Random bitches. That's okay.
What is that?
I mean, can you steal an iPhone when you actually pay the bill on that iPhone? account, probably.
It's your shit.
BK says, I think we're confronted with a variety of moral conflicts, whether we purchase or consume damn near any product/service. It becomes a question of where our personal line is drawn and how much we enjoy the product.
You're only confronted with a moral conflict if you address the moral conflict. Well, if the moral conflict don't affect you, you ain't confronted.
When
you
talk about any product, like, because people say, well, Domino's is a hardcore religious. The owner's hardcore religious.
This is what I'm saying. If you choose to address that, that's fine. I don't eat at Chick-fil-A. But that's me.
I do.
I don't address that to anybody else.
I make it known. I ate at Chick-fil-A quite a bit.
And it's tough, man. I've slipped. I've eaten there a couple of times. But I don't to say I'm going to give Chick-fil-A money.
You turn in your chip.
I don't like where they send the money. I don't like what they do with the money. I really don't.
He says, BK says, we have watched batterers. We've watched batterers, rapists, and athletes who have killed people in our pro sports. We listen to music recorded by women beaters and pedophiles. Mm-hmm. We watch films and TV shows with all kinds of bad people. Mm-hmm. Hell, we spend currency with slave owners' faces on it. Yeah, that one's a little extreme. It comes down to how much you can separate an entertainer's ability to perform from their personal character. I can understand those who want to boycott the fight on moral grounds, especially if you have been boycotting all of his fights since his convictions. But I won't label everyone who saw the fight as a supporter of violence against women. My cousin ordered the fight, but I didn't watch. Not for a moral reason, but I work long hours and brother got to sleep. Plus, I am not as into boxing as I used to be. I'll probably catch the replay sometime this week. Don't bother.
Don't bother.
So I guess I'm slightly less a piece of shit since I won't be paying for it. Maybe by the way, the only thing that would have made the Winston crab leg photo, Jameis Winston crab leg
photo.
That
was funny, man.
Better would have been him standing on a table holding the crab leg while wearing a right in the pussy t-shirt.
That was very funny, man. That was a funny little thing.
Did he even know that was the comedic element of that?
He did. If he didn't, whoever set the shot up for him did. They were like, this is going to be funny. It's this thing, man. You don't got nothing to feel bad about. If you choose to watch the fight, that's fine. If you don't choose to watch the fight, that's fine.
Doesn't
mean you support domestic violence. Doesn't mean you support Floyd Mayweather. It doesn't mean that. I don't like when people were railing about Floyd Mayweather. I'm like, that's fine. You just better not watch football. I better not. You're talking about you rail against football too, right?
Well, do you watch Sean Penn movies? Yeah. Do you watch Terrence Howard on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, if you're willing to say this about
Floyd, are you a Warren Moon fan?
Floyd Mayweather is a piece of shit. I'm not even gonna dispute that.
We need a bomb sound effect every time shit comes.
He's a piece of.
You can't really dispute
that. Yeah, it's got to be a bomb, though. It's got to be.
Like an explosion. We watched
He's
the fight.
He's a piece of.
I paid $100 for it. Everybody came to my house.
Did you get charged once?
I don't know. I still haven't checked that. I got to check that on Monday.
Comcast is fucking up.
Forgetting that. I know. I got to look into that. Comcast, the feed went down. If everybody knows, the high def feed went down. I got it on regular feed. I bought that fight based strictly on Manny Pacquiao. I didn't buy that fight based on Floyd Mayweather. I bought it based on Manny Pacquiao. Like, okay, Manny Pacquiao can do the damn thing. Turns out Pacquiao went in with a blown out shoulder.
And Pacquiao, all he wants to do is restrict birth control and ban gay marriage in the Philippines.
Yeah, but that's in the Philippines. Who gives a fuck?
Whatever.
We don't want them fucking anyway.
He's anti-woman in his own way, I guess. Yeah, who gives a fuck that way. Yeah, fuck that, whatever.
I've done, for those who fans of mine, which I don't have, I was on Chinese television talking about the fight. Shout out to Ralph Cooper. Got me on there. Sent me a limo. It was very nice.
Nice.
Tahoe limo. Very nice.
Tahoe?
I just pulled up explosion sound effects on
there. You got YouTube, explosion?
This video.
So Floyd Mayweather is it loaded? Because I'm gonna set you up.
Go ahead. Yeah, just keep talking. I'll find a better one.
Went there and talked about the fight and blah blah d. As far as the fight, I talked to my boys, the Hater Nation. I went on their podcast yesterday. I did a phone interview with them. Talked about it. All this fight has told me is that Floyd Mayweather, and this is. For all you Floyd Mayweather fans, he is not the beast that you all think he is. He is not. He's an insecure guy. He fights from fear.
Yeah.
Let me back
up. He runs.
He's extremely talented
at running.
No one can dispute that.
At ducking and running.
His boxing guy too is fight. Okay. Floyd Mayweather is also here. You ready? Floyd Mayweather is a piece of shit.
I mistimed it. Sorry.
I'll wait it again. Floyd Mayweather.
Get ready.
Floyd Mayweather is a piece of shit. There we go.
You can't say it. You just got to let the thing go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
do that. You ready? Okay, here we go. Floyd Mayweather is a piece of.
that doesn't respect women.
He's
got the Napoleon complex.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
Classic
he's
Napoleon
insecure,
complex.
His Napoleon complex. His boxing IQ is off the charts. His skill-wise, he's off the charts. He does not have a fighter's heart. He does not. He's very insecure. He's full of fear. You could see it in the stare down. They were like, he looked like he was going to throw up. He looked fucking petrified in the stare down. He's not a brave guy.
Lacorde.
To call himself, I'm the greatest fighter, and you're not. He's not. And any of you people who are his boxing fans who are like, he's great. He's not great. You want to see one of the best little men in history? Look up Pernell Whitaker's highlights. Look at those. He's probably the greatest little man in history. As far he's that, and you think about it, guys like Isaiah Thomas, probably the greatest little basketball player of little men. He's probably the
Iverson,
greatest.
Iverson, though.
Well, yeah, I always include him when I think of Isaiah Thomas. Allen Iverson also.
Iverson's from the same area as Pernell Whitaker.
Yeah, and they're tough dudes. He's a tough guy, and he's a guy who could have went defensive for his whole fight, but he's trying to get you out. And that's the big takeaway from this fight that no one has said. Let me ask you this, Floyd. You had a guy in front of you with one arm, and you couldn't get him out. You couldn't get a one-armed guy out of there?
Because he wasn't going for knockouts either.
Couldn't get a one-armed
guy.
No,
his fights are like watching amateur boxing. It's points.
It's ridiculous.
He's just outpointing the guy.
It's all like figuring out, this round.
You see like those clips from like basketball camps in the summer where like Michael Jordan against a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
And like he lets him keep the score close.
Yeah.
But he always gets one more basket than the kid. Yeah. It's like that. It's like I'm just going to get a couple more shots in on you and win on points. You
know, and I based it thinking on Pacquiao.
Not that Pacquiao's a 9-year-old.
Pacquiao could put the pressure on. He's going to do this. Well, it turns out Pacquiao goes in he blew his shoulder out 2 weeks before the fight.
Right.
And everybody's pissed off about Pacquiao. But I'm like, what would you do? That's what I ask everybody. What would you do? What would you have done? It's a $100 million payday. That's number one. Okay.
Right. Think of all the condoms you can not buy.
Not buy. Yeah. And all the gay people you can oppress.
Right.
It's $100 million. You have the weight of a whole nation, gays and straights.
Yeah.
All on your back.
The crowd is there for you.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming to see
Everybody's coming to see you. Boxing has waited for this fight for 5 years. And you think you can beat this guy. You think that. I can beat him with one arm.
Right.
You don't think your arm is hurt that much. You know, I can beat this guy. I can beat him. I can beat this guy. Well, you have to believe that. I can beat this guy.
Do you think he thought he could beat him?
Yeah.
With one arm?
Yeah. No.
I don't think
he thought his arm was as hurt as it was.
Because
he had been taking shots. Here's where they fucked up. Was not telling the commission, hey, he needs to take shots, waiting until the day of the fight. The reason why they didn't tell him is because you have to disclose that to Mayweather's camp.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to tell him that. You have to.
Yeah, it would have fucked. He would have really fucked his arm up.
Mayweather wouldn't have done that with that information. What's he going to do? Jab him in the shoulder?
I think he knew enough about Mayweather to go, he's not going to attack me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the aggressor. Mm-hmm. He's not going to fuck my arm up. I'm going to get this. This is my thing about to set the setup for the rematch, where he just goes and says, he's not going to attack me.
Keep talking.
You got to. Not going to attack me. All he's going to do is wait on me to attack. And
but with a hurt shoulder.
Whether I win or lose, it's still a $100 million payday.
Yeah.
Now, rematch is imminent, so let's do the rematch.
But I think,
and I'll fuck you up on the rematch
for Pacquiao though. If his shoulder hurts, he can't throw punches. But if his shoulder is numb, then
say hello to everybody. Say hi.
Hi.
Who that is?
Who you think it is?
Oh, okay, just want to make sure, you know.
You hear Tim?
Okay. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to you, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
What did I do for you this morning?
Amy Moore!
Let me rephrase that. What did our daughter do for you this morning?
Am I on live? I don't want to be on.
A little bit. You're on a little bit. I didn't plug you in. I have you up to the mic. You're on the speakerphone.
Oh, okay. Made me breakfast.
Made you breakfast. Our daughter made you breakfast, right?
Randolph's trying to take the thunder away from his daughter.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Trying to get the credit.
Who you think did it?
Trying to take the credit for that. Why are you trying to take the credit for a 7-year-old, man?
who you think did it?
All right. Get those W's.
Let that girl cook.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you in a little bit. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That was Randolph
and Michelle
taking credit for his daughter's fantastic breakfast that she made.
The breakfast that I made.
Sheesh. Dog, I can't.
I can't believe. That's a shitty thing to do, man.
Blowing up your daughter's spot. It's messed up.
But I think if Pacquiao,
the gifts that I bought that my daughter got to put her name on, the whole nine.
Oh, did she have any input on the gift though? Did she say
no, but she liked them.
Okay,
I know what she liked. Plus, she makes her own little cards. My daughter's very artistic.
Construction paper, glitter,
paper,
Elmer's glue.
She knows what she's doing. She's very artistic. She has a vision.
Yeah,
and she gets it out.
There's a point in your life where you never touch construction paper ever again, unless you have children.
That's like fourth grade.
Like, yeah, it's like elementary. Like, I haven't touched construction paper since probably third or fourth grade.
Yeah, me either.
Why is it even called that?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't even ask. It's those a construction. Questions. You can construct things with it.
Why do they call it construction paper? It sounds like it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be wearing Tim's when you buy it.
Lugs. Where you're driving?
Hey, excuse me. I'm sorry. What is this? Big Chief paper here. We need to get some construction paper over here.
Lugs.
why is it called construction paper?
It's Funkmaster Flex for construction lugs.
Construction. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, get over here. Who's been using toilet paper to write the construction paper over here?
Yeah, I don't
know why they have a New York accent.
The question that they ask is he going to have a rematch?
Yeah,
probably.
He's already angling for it. Here's what Floyd's doing. First, he said, "Yeah, sure, rematch. Yeah, yeah. I'm Floyd Mayweather. I'm a benevolent guy. I'm going to hook you up." And then like a week later, like he's going,
fuck that
fuck him.
Yeah. Well, Pacquiao, fuck that man. You know what? He's all cocky, acting like he won the fight. I'm not going to give him a rematch. All he's doing right now is angling for, it's like the pimp thing. It's like, I'm going to give you something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it away. So now when Pacquiao wants a rematch, Floyd's going to say, well, I'll give you like $6 million.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to lowball him on the money.
Yeah.
Because he said, I don't even have to give this rematch. I was going to not do it. I'm just going to maybe do it because I'm a nice guy. Everyone knows I'm a nice guy.
But that's the
out money on a pay-per-view involving Floyd Mayweather.
That's the outside story, though. What do you you think the inside story is they're kind of working together and Floyd's going to get
No, I think Floyd's doing 200. All this for leverage when they finally
Floyd.
Do talk.
Floyd,
as
a businessman, is very, very good.
Wow.
Very good as a businessman. No, they don't talk to each other. No one likes Floyd Mayweather. That's another thing. No one.
Justin
likes
Bieber
Mayweather.
Likes him.
Yeah. Well, like I said, no one likes Floyd Mayweather.
Only unlikable people like
Floyd
Mayweather.
De La Hoya had some great Mayweather. De La Hoya had some great things to say about the fight. He was like basically saying the same shit I'm saying. He's like, he's not courageous. He's not a fighter. He's just not.
Hey, he wants
just,
to be able to talk when he's 50.
Just in there.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can still do that and get people out. You can still do that. And have a level of I want. He fights from fear.
Yeah, well, I don't think he cares.
He's just skilled.
I don't think he cares.
No, he's fucking scared. He just
No. Like, I don't think he cares about trying to get people out. I think
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Don't sell yourself as I'm the greatest, toughest, roughest motherfucker, because you're not.
But he has to say that too.
And he's great. That's why he doesn't allow his sparring to be filmed. He never allows his sparring to be filmed on 24/7. I don't want to show people what I'm doing. No, because it doesn't match up with your words. It just doesn't.
What are you doing with your sparring? Are you just ducking them the whole time?
You watch Pacquiao spar. He's trying to knock people through the ring. He's trying to knock people out of the ring.
That's why he gets hurt.
Yeah, you know, and they're like, okay, and that is part of the reason why. Plus, Pacquiao has a lot of miles on him. He turned pro at like 15.
Yeah.
He has a lot of miles on him. He won a title at 106.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then it's gone up in weight from there.
Yeah.
He just has a lot of miles on him. So it starts to wear on you after a while, after a while, after a while. Floyd doesn't have that many miles on him.
Well, Floyd is exploiting the system. He's got tons of skill. He knows how to outpoint people. He figured out a way how to monetize better than anyone ever.
Yeah.
So he's just, you know, laughing all the way to the bank, basically. He's like, I'm making money, and I'm going to be able to walk and talk when I'm 50.
Yeah, his fans are like Giants fans to me. They're the dumbest. not so much Giants fans, Jets fans. Ugh.
I don't know. Giants might be worse.
Jets fans are so fucking... Ugh.
Why don't you throw it to the touchdown?
Throw it to the guy.
Throw it to the guy that's right outside of the touchdown line thing.
Throw it to the guy.
Why did he catch that? Catch it.
Is that what it is? Is that where we're at?
My dick is hurting.
For no reason at all.
Why does my dick hurt?
Show your tits.
I'm in my butthole itches.
It is a Jets fan thing. It's a show your tits.
Just fucking
pour your titties out. I want to see like big titties.
Look, we all like titties. Will you calm down?
No, but for real, I really like titties.
We all like titties.
Show them.
Why don't you show them?
Pull your titties out.
That a girl. Show your tits. Catch it. Ball sails 10 yards over some guy's head. Catch it.
Jump and catch it.
Just jump higher.
Oh, you're supposed to be better than me.
You're supposed to jump higher.
That's catch Floyd's it. Fans.
Pull out your titties.
Money team. It. He's the greatest. Money team.
Well, Floyd's fans are, you know what they are? They're like they're like Puffy fans.
Yeah.
Where you'd be like, you know, Puffy's music is awful, and it's just someone else's song that he didn't even change. And they're like,
making money.
Yeah, and that's all right.
It's a popular song. I took it, and then I made it popular.
I made it hot.
I was talking to this young kid at the gym, and he was like, man, I've been watching boxing for like 2 years. I was like, 2 whole years? Yeah, man. I've seen like 6 of Floyd's fights. He's the greatest. I'm like, six whole fights?
He's the greatest.
Did you watch them from beginning to end? 6 whole fights. You didn't stop in the middle.
No, you watched the highlights on YouTube. You watched the compilations.
6 whole fights?
Yeah. Because anyone can look great in a compilation.
You got a lot of time in. You got a lot of time in the game.
But they don't keep score on the judges' cards or the one loss record. Their scoreboard is the money.
Look at his cars.
So yeah, exactly. That's the scoreboard. So it's like, he's got cars. He's got a Bugatti, like 3 of them.
He's got like cars.
So,
look at his car. Look at his house.
Doing something right.
Look at this girl that he beats up.
You know what? You're a hater.
Yeah,
and
I'm a hater.
That's the trump card there. You're a hater.
I'm a hater because I like excellence.
Hater.
I like excellence in every area, not just I got a lot of money and I spent it. Just look at Floyd Mayweather's Instagram sometime.
I looked at it the other day.
You want to see an insecure motherfucker.
He does a lot of videos of him counting money with piles of money on the table in front
Only
of him.
A person that's like insecure would have to do stuff like that.
Yeah. And there was one picture in particular that struck me. He's in bed. He's sitting in his bed with like the covers pulled up at least to like his waist or so. So he's not like sleeping. He's sitting there like, I don't know, he's like on his phone. He's always fucking around on his phone. Like just stacks of money around and he's just on his phone. Like, there's money around. I'm texting.
I don't even need to see it. I don't need to count it.
I'm enjoying Temple Run right now.
I've seen Bernard Hopkins' house one time. It's nice. It's real nice. His car's fat.
Right.
I've only seen him once.
Yeah.
And that was a thing he was doing. It was like a pilot show that he was doing.
Well, Mayweather, he's in his bed on his phone, fucking around on his phone. And on sort of on the side where a person would be, the other side of the bed, there's just a pile of
money. Just money, yeah.
And it looks so lonely. like he starts singing I'm So Ronery from Team America or something. Because he's just sitting here like, wow, he's like, it looks sad almost that he's just like, you know, on his phone, like, someone connect with me and my pile of money.
Somebody come talk to me. I have all this money around and nobody wants to hang out.
And my pile of money.
I didn't have a mom, so I...
He probably calls people like, hey, what you doing, man? I'm with my family and, hey, why don't you come over here and hang out?
How many friends do you think he really has?
Hang out with me in my room, in my money room.
How many friends?
Hang out with me in my money room. Can I take some money with me? No. Well, come on, man. It's my money.
You can't take any money with you.
You can't take money with you.
The money room. It stays here.
It stays here.
Yeah.
If you take the money out, then it's just the room.
I'm money. That's my...
It goes away. The government comes to take it. I need to keep the money in the room. So what time are you coming over? Oh, dog, I'm with my family.
Man, how many friends? Let's be honest.
Seriously. How many real friends?
How many friends do you think he has?
He's probably got a couple from when he was younger that still kind of hang around him. That might be like, let's say he lost all his money. Who would still be around? Because that's what all those Behind the Music episodes were like. Like, you know, when you're on a downslide, you find out who your true friends are, and it turns out none of them are your friends. I think Floyd might have like one or two friends that are more like cousins, like family.
Tell him what my face looks like to him.
Randall's saying no.
He's a grimacing.
I don't think he's got any friends.
you think zero?
He might be all by himself.
I think he's alone by himself. Alone, alone, alone. He's alone, alone, alone. I think Manny Pacquiao has a lot of friends.
I think so too. It's sad.
All the dudes he brings around him, I think he's got a lot of friends. He brings people around him because he likes having all these motherfuckers around him. Not for any, I need them to boost my ego or anything. He just likes having all these motherfuckers around him.
But that's what a lot of people do.
This is Floyd Mayweather.
Hey, man. Hey, what you doing, man?
I think at the end of the day.
What you doing?
Nice. He is alone, alone. He has children who love him.
I want my family, dog.
You know. Except for the son whose mother he beat the shit out of. Right. That boy don't love him.
He'll come around.
Karan. Nah,
he'll get over it.
Hey, Karan. What are you up to? Are you up? You up?
What you doing, man? You up?
You know, your kids.
Oh, you busy? Oh.
Are you
your
around?
Kids love you, but my daughter's not my friend.
Well, you bought your kid a Bentley at age 10.
Friends, though.
You got friends or you got... Floyd,
hey, hey, Beeps. What are you doing right now?
They don't expect a check.
Hey, yeah. Beeps.
Yeah. All his friends are on his payroll.
Yeah.
Right.
That song is playing every time he signs them checks.
He kisses his stack of money goodnight as he puts his head on the pillow.
While he's texting.
He ain't even got no woman that's in it down for him.
A real woman?
Another lonely night.
Because he fucks with these trick-ass
bitches.
Yeah.
Strippers and shit.
And by the way, that's not to exclude him from kicking the shit out of them.
Yeah, but they're not real women.
You know, but he shouldn't be kicking their asses.
No. First of all, no woman. He shouldn't be hitting any woman, period. Yeah. But what I mean by real women is like a real woman, like a woman where you go, oh, let me do something to be with her.
Let me make this breakfast call it our daughters.
Instead of being like,
we'll say our daughter made it.
Yeah, he would want all the credit for breakfast. He would never let his daughter have the credit.
Yeah.
Bitch, step aside. I made that shit.
Huh? Who the fuck you think you is, huh? Shit. If it wasn't for my semen, bitch, you wouldn't even be here. So I did make the breakfast. You're my semen breakfast maker.
You're a hater.
Hater.
Hating ass bitch.
Hater. You're just a hater.
It's hating. Hating on daddy. Why you hating on daddy? Shit.
Hater.
Call me master. Shit. I'm 5'2". Deal with it.
We're the same height.
We're the same height.
You're 6 years old.
Hater. Hating ass. Shit. I ain't buying you no shoes now.
So Tim
buying me some shoes.
Tim has been gone from the cast for a while.
I've been gone from
Texas. You want to let the people
know house.
Why you went home?
Went to the house, man. I had to go home, take care of some family stuff. My father passed away. So we had to go and
go home for the homecoming.
For the homegoing, as us Southerners say. I had to go down and hang with the fam and deal with their craziness.
It looked like a funeral to bring it
that's
out.
That's what funerals do. If you didn't, it's okay. Yeah, you're grieving. After that shit, then it's like, where did these crazy niggas come from? Where did all of these crazy ass niggas come
family?
From? They've been in my family this whole time.
You also get to see someone's version of their good clothes.
Yeah. I'm black, so there is no, all of our clothes are good.
And that's not how it is with white people.
And it was church. And it was church for just every, we had, I don't know how white people, I think it's, from what I've seen in TV shows, movies, it's outside at the, like, they're at the grave at the gravesite,
right?
Like,
well,
this,
yeah,
this motherfucker here, yeah, good dude. At the for us, we got to go to church first, yeah, and then we got to hear 45 sermons.
You
about,
gotta get a sermon.
It's like, hey, y'all know my dad is right over there. Like, he can hear this. Like, y'all ain't said shit about him for the past 20 minutes.
Did y'all have the thing where you...
I've been talking about God.
Were you supposed to be a pallbearer?
20, 30 minutes? I was a pallbearer.
Did you have the thing with the wheels where you just wheel it out? Did y'all do that
We did have the thing with the wheels.
Like a cart? Like,
well, the pallbearer kind of now is not... We did it for my grandmother. It. You don't really carry it. You just put it on this thing
anymore.
And you push it.
Push it.
Yeah. I like
everybody
that.
Everybody just stands on one side. People just stand on the other
I'm
side.
I'm glad we did that
shit. I don't know if I like that or if I don't like that.
I loved it. It's Texas and it's hot.
I mean, if somebody's fucking fat, then...
Well, what if... Maybe they can
fat
get
don't
one.
Go away just because you're dead.
Yeah. Actually, you get bloated. My dad got... He lost a lot of weight, but he was swollen. But I don't know
the
details.
The air goes out of your system.
Yeah.
Plus, they drain your body fluids out. Embalming. Yeah. So
yeah, he was pretty small, small dude. But we had a small casket
the night
too.
Before with the open casket.
The wake was the best part.
Y'all did open casket.
We did the open casket.
That shit's creepy, man.
We did the open casket at the wake, and you know what? Wait a minute. I think we did a closed casket at the wake because we did a military burial.
They closed the shit and just put the
close
flag
it, put
on
the
it.
Flag on it. Yeah, yeah. But we opened it. You opened it for a final viewing, but then they closed it right back.
Yeah.
But for the wake, that was the best part. A little bit of church once again.
Yeah.
Black people, I love you. Southern black people, I love
stop
you.
Stop the church.
I mean.
Let's just have church right now.
But that's
and
what
did
he
they pass
what
all
they wanted.
Plate?
They didn't do offering. If they would have did an offering.
I've seen that.
They did an altar call. They did an altar call. They did an altar call at the funeral.
Oh my God.
They did an altar call at the funeral while we're here.
Does anybody want to give their lives
to
the
life
Lord.
Up to the while we're here?
That's in poor taste.
It's very poor taste.
It to me, To everybody else, they were kind of like,
that's why they came.
This is I'm glad somebody else is gonna join. My family's super religious. Super religious. And they think I'm going to hell.
Of course.
They think I'm going to hell.
Of course.
So that's a weird feeling to just be like, hey, you know, you're going to hell.
What is on the list of infractions?
Pass the corn.
What is on their list of infractions?
First of all, he has
not believing in God.
He has a child out of wedlock.
No.
Just not being religious.
No, not being religious. That's it. Not going to church. That's it. The child out of wedlock.
That leads to everything else, though.
Child out of wedlock.
If you went to church, you wouldn't have had this baby out of wedlock. Mm-mm. You'd have stayed away from them fast-ass girls. I'm like, he the fast motherfucker here. What are you talking about?
No, because the people that would say that, they have, all of them have kids out of wedlock. The kid out of wedlock. See, it depends on.
You do as I say, not as I do.
It's mostly about perspective. So if everybody else in your area, everybody else that goes to your church has kids out of wedlock ain't that big a deal.
Yeah.
But if I was gay, then I'd be like, you know why you going to hell? Because you gay.
You was gay. You wouldn't even be allowed to go to the funeral.
See, if you probably not. Probably not. I'll be honest.
Yeah, you really.
That's how, like, when people talk about Southern black people being being homophobic. Mm. Hate to say it. It's my family right there, man.
Yeah,
my family. But it's mostly a religion thing. It's like Pacquiao, the way he voted for.
Yeah.
Well, I think gay people
should not be
allowed.
Women should not be allowed to think.
The man is the rule of the house.
They are. Me and Freddie are going to a Chipotle. So, I had
an
interesting
gay.
Time in Texas. Life, not life changing, but life altering experiences. And learned a few things about my family. So, yeah.
What'd you learn?
Funerals is negative and positive.
Somebody jumped their ass up. That's not your daddy. What?
No.
I'm your daddy, boy. That earthquake used to do that joke.
No. Apparently, my mom.
Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth.
Mom and dad, they were planning a trip up here. I guess they were going to get together, which it's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
They were going to get back together, come up here. See, because my dad hadn't seen.
Oh, okay.
Not
they were going to get together.
They were going to get together. They were going to be like a family thing. And then they were going to come up here and see the baby. But
and then
you
move
know,
in.
Never got a chance.
And
yeah.
Then
and then try to move in.
Move in your back.
And then we're going to start our web series, Tim and the Folks. Can you, can y'all stop arguing? What
Tim,
the fuck
pick
you
up
doing
your socks.
Look at here, boy. See, you've been doing this shit since you was in motherfucking high school, and you need to stop it.
Pick up
wash
your socks.
Wash your goddamn socks when I shit. Will, stop cussing.
Hey, where'd Tim go? Oh, he's in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
Yeah. So it was a lot of shit. It sounds heavy, but to me, it isn't. It's just a natural part of life. It's gonna happen to all of us. I never see it. I've never seen it that way. But I guess for a lot of people, it can be a little weird, you know, talking about death. But it's a natural part of life. That's just the way it is.
It's the end.
It's the only thing we all have in common.
It's the end.
Yeah.
It's really it.
Birth and life. Birth and death.
But. You know, and me and my dad were okay. We weren't like super close.
Yeah,
but we had a mutual respect for each other. I knew what he was trying to do. He just didn't do it. he didn't accomplish it. But he was trying, man. He was trying his hardest, and that's you know, I can respect that. It's my dad.
Didn't accomplish it, but you know, it's what it is.
Yeah, he came close.
I don't think I want a funeral.
Just I don't think so either.
Just throw me
away. Just fucking give me, yeah. Don't make it a day.
Right.
Don't make it a day. Don't make it a thing.
The funeral's not for you.
Just fucking.
Right.
Yeah, it's for the family, yeah.
It's not for you.
It's like singing happy birthday. It's like, it's not for you.
Yeah,
it's for all these other jackasses that want to sing.
For all these other TGI Fridays employees.
Happy birthday.
Not for you, so.
Isn't that sad? That's how you're celebrating your birthday and all these other people are fucking trying to wean in on your shit?
Yeah. Yeah, it's there because
like,
they
beat
like
it.
Celebration.
I wanna just chill,
right?
And do comedy. That's my birthday. Past 2 years, that's what I've been doing for my birthday is doing as many sets as I can, and that's what I want to do. And people are like, "Oh, do you want to have a party?" Like, fucking no.
Hey,
no man wants to have a party.
35 is a big deal. What are you doing for that one? Like they have these artificial.
I went to New York for 45. Thinking about it now.
But that's not.
Which,
but it's still
by the
not
way,
a party.
I'm coming to New York at the end of May.
Oh,
wait, what dates?
Coming. I bought the tickets.
I'm actually going to be out of town at the end of May too. We got to figure out the podcast schedule.
What tickets?
The last week in May. I'm going Thursday through Sunday.
Okay. The last week in May. Is that after Memorial Day or the week?
I don't even know when Memorial Day
is. It's the 22nd.
That's 2 weeks
28th, 29th, 30th. I'll be back on the 31st.
All right, we got to figure out the podcast because I'm out of town
probably
on Memorial 22nd. Day weekend.
Oh, you know what? Memorial Day weekend is the 25th.
Yeah,
so
I'm out of town that weekend.
Okay, well, no, I'm sorry. It's the 23rd, 24th.
Are we going to have 2 weeks without a podcast? We can't do that. We'll figure it out. We'll record on an off night. At least get something out there. Well, if you're gone, we can still record. If I'm gone, it's tougher.
Yeah.
So,
if you're gone, we can try to figure something
we'll
out.
We'll get like one of the sock puppets to
sit in. Sock puppets.
You sock puppet motherfuckers.
Heywood he'll sit in. We'll get Heywood involved.
Yeah. Heywood is sock puppet.
Sock puppet.
Heywood is
number one. Sock
he might be number one.
Point.
He's our bottom puppet.
The bottom bitch.
This pimp. So you made it through. You
made
back.
It through. I'm back. I'm chilling.
Gonna take everybody. Gonna take everybody down to Texas, right? Y'all make the plan already?
Yeah, we're gonna go down next month. Gonna take the baby down next month. Hang out.
Tim gets back with his baby mama.
Uh oh. Now you're talking. Shit. Well, there's some plans in motion for that. But for her to come down.
That's what happens.
For the baby to come down. So there's some plans for that. So hopefully she'll get to see the gravesite.
Single, come back.
Come back
in a relationship.
I don't think.
We decided to give another try.
Yeah.
you know, we've just been talking a lot.
Nah, that's not.
What's our time?
It's not going to happen.
104 almost.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So what's with the. We already talked about Chris Rock, didn't we?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
The only new shit that's happening right now that we can wrap up with is Tom Brady.
Golden Boy?
What?
Golden Boy.
I don't know anything about
that. Deflategate?
He deflated football. So
oh, no.
The Wells Report came out. The Wells Report came out and said, you know.
He more than likely knew this. They didn't have definitive proof.
Yeah, but we know. Basically what they're saying is, we know you did it. We don't got you doing it on videotape. But we know you did it.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Because the guys who they think physically did it right after the scandal broke, suddenly like Tom Brady's blowing up one of their phones.
Yeah.
Like, they hadn't talked in 6 months. I granted Tom Brady, he should be calling that guy when the scandal broke because he's like, hey, what the fuck's this? Because he could always spin and say, I was calling him and say, what the fuck is this deflating the ball thing?
Yeah.
But they had like 3 or 4 conversations that lasted like 20 minutes each. Yeah. It seems a little...
Why didn't he... They have emails and shit. I'm like, why are people not deleting their emails?
It's what? Texts.
Why are they not deleting your texts?
I mean, they said they had forensic... I don't know if you can forensically pull texts off a phone that's been with them and deleted. Maybe you can. Maybe you can do it off a regular hard drive.
According to CSI...
Yeah, you can do anything.
Law and Order SVU, you can.
Yeah.
That's where I get all my information from.
Run it through the forensic database and see what we come up with.
Where I get all my information from. So he basically... I mean, what I don't like about this... Football aside, is I hate when people lie directly in my face and expect me like I'm stupid. You know, I hate that. So let me get this straight, Tom Brady. A ball boy messed with your footballs. A ball boy, when you had no knowledge of that, and I'm supposed to believe that this ball boy just decided, well, I know what Tom likes, so I'm gonna do what Tom likes.
But I mean,
with Tom Lice,
it's a lot of fake people out there that don't like the truth, and they want to believe to a certain degree, yeah. Like, oh, Tom Brady's he's a good person. Tom Brady's a piece of shit.
Do that.
He's a piece of shit. He's
trying to gain competitive advantage.
Yeah,
and he broke the rules.
That's what the fuck you do.
You know, and I don't even. People say, well, other guys you just put sticker. Okay, that's fine. You get caught. You pay the consequences for your actions. That's how that goes.
I think you should cheat.
You know,
I'm a strong believer. This is not a popular opinion. I'm a strong believer in cheating.
Going to hell,
dog.
That's why you're going to hell.
You want to get by in life, everybody that gets by in life,
cheating,
they don't do
you're
it.
A cheating fornicator.
They don't do it.
Who has children out of
fairly.
Wedlock, going to hell.
Everybody that gets by in life that's rich or that has, you're only 34. How do you have a Lamborghini? Nigga, because I cheated.
Stepped on people's throats.
I cheated life, son. There's people dead because of me. Maybe not directly, but directly, nigga. Niggas is dead because of me, son.
Here's Tom Brady at the first press conference. I didn't alter the ball in any way. I have no knowledge.
I didn't
of
alter the balls. I didn't touch the balls. Well, I didn't do anything
with the footballs. He should
have
stopped right there, but he goes on with, I have no knowledge of wrongdoing. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. We're acting like we're stupid, man.
Niggas is dead because of me. Not indirectly, but directly.
Come on, man.
I was supposed to get a boom right there.
I was loading.
Come on, man.
I thought I hit play, but it didn't do it.
I'm not stupid. Don't talk to me like I'm stupid.
It's a delay. It's a delay boom. There's a long fuse on that one.
Come on, man.
What's that noise?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have to isolate this and put it on our sampler app.
How do you have a house? How do you have a house in Fairfax? I cheated.
Do what I had to do, man. I don't know what to tell you.
So wait a minute. You have where are you going to? You're going to Barbados in the summertime? That's crazy. Wait a minute! You have a Lamborghini in the parking garage? That's crazy! How did you do that? Well, I don't know.
I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit.
Tom Brady, by the way, had a
all
kid.
Cheating.
He had a kid with that girl that was an iRobot,
Bridget Moynihan,
and just dumped her
while she was pregnant, and was like,
"Check, look, peep game." These hoes is on my nuts.
That's exactly what he did. Exactly what he did.
And the prettiest one, that's who I'm going with, yo.
That's exactly what he did.
I mean, you was good.
No one said shit.
You was good. You was a nasty bitch. You was nasty.
But now you're all stretched out.
But now you're all, like,
who wants to be around that?
And stuff. So, like, the new bitch, like, she got some modeling thing happening. So, peace. Tom, what about the? It's a boy. It's a.
All right.
It's a little Tom.
That's good shit. That's nice. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Go on, squirt it out. But peep game. But peep.
thank you. All right. Bye. Deuces.
What's his wife's name? I don't even know his wife's name.
Giselle.
Giselle is all on my nuts.
What am I supposed to do? She's worth $100 million. I'm worth about 40. What am I supposed to do?
Giselle bends over and
shit, hold on.
Giselle does the shit I like.
Giselle bends over, spreads her legs, and
so what am I supposed to do?
All up in her.
So what am I supposed to do?
So what am I supposed to do? And you the same way. I mean, you kind of lay down and open your legs, and yeah, it was cute, but Giselle.
But now you're all pregnant and shit.
Now you're all pregnant.
It's not very attractive.
Ugh.
Ugh. You know what's funny? He probably like had a respect for what's her name?
Bridget Monahan. Moynihan.
Probably liked her when he was, but then.
Well, but then he gets bigger
Giselle,
and bigger.
Yeah.
Because people start looking at him like he reached a level he didn't think he'd reach. He's mm-hmm. like, I peaked at Bridget.
Yeah.
And then Giselle comes calling.
And yeah. Bridget is a good looking woman.
He was like, right. Bye, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have my kid and all, but.
Yeah. And she probably was like, he was probably like, yo, let's do the right thing here and
bye, bitch.
Go ahead and take care of this. And she was like, no, asshole. I've been in 4 movies. And you're a millionaire.
Oh,
so guess
been
what?
A movie since then. Well, she don't got you now because she's
trying to raise
Tom
daughter.
Brady money coming.
She's trying
in.
To raise
her
yeah,
son.
She got that Tom Brady cash coming through. Tom Brady should have pulled out. I don't think it.
Yeah,
I was,
you would be the one to say that.
I don't
huh?
think it was a legit. I don't think it. Here's my opinion. I don't think it was a legit squirt. I think it was an accidental squirt, and then the rest of it was pulled out.
All it takes is one.
All it takes is one.
One accidental squirt.
One accidental squirt.
Just yeah. one.
Accidental squirt and then.
You get 4 pumps. 4 or 5 pumps.
All it takes is one.
That first one. That yeah. first one gets you because it's a surprise. And then the other 4, the other 3, you're thinking about the first one like, this is only 3.
It snuck up on.
It got me. It got me. I was on the downstroke when I should have been on the upstroke. You gotta. Then, that's why you gotta listen to music when you're banging.
Should
the music will tell you.
Clench my ass cheeks.
The music will tell you when to. You should be on the upstroke.
Clench my ass cheeks.
There she goes. On goes. On goes. You should be on a upstroke.
Here I come.
Here I come. You should be on an upstroke on goals. There she goes.
There she goes.
There she goes. Making love.
Make sweet love.
Oops, I came in you.
What's up? No, here it is. Oh! Right there.
Right there. You should be on an upstroke. On that, on O, you should be on an upstroke.
Right there.
He was on the downstroke.
Somebody right now is counting, like, you said down, you said go on the upstroke, but you can't be on the upstroke. It's like, don't fucking take my word for it,
right.
Okay? It depends on when you start.
Do we think his legacy is forever scarred?
No.
No.
No. I don't think so either.
He can have 4 more kids.
And the guy's a cheater. You know, but he gets away with everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's
cheater.
He's good and he's white.
He's good.
He gets away with everything.
He's wholesome, man.
Ain't nobody gonna hold that shit over him. No. He gonna get suspended for a couple of games.
Yeah.
And then it's just gonna go away.
He's gonna come back and have his best year ever.
Probably.
Yeah.
This is his best probably. Year. No, they're gonna say that. It may not be his best year, but they're gonna say it.
They're gonna say overcoming it.
This is his
best year.
He gets suspended for a couple of games, ain't gonna come right back. He's gonna try and fight the suspension, they're gonna laugh at him.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, this is not some court shit. We ain't going to court. Court? Going to court.
Mork ass court.
You mork ass court ass buster?
Let's bring this one home.
Let's do it.
Did you guys enjoy today's podcast? We hope you enjoyed it.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We enjoyed bringing it to you. Hit us with some emails. We'll
we
be,
got 3 more for Thursday.
Reading some more on Thursday's
3 more
podcast.
Emails.
Anybody got anything coming up?
May 16th, I'll be on Eddie Bryant's show, which is what?
Nice.
I can't remember where it is.
Eddie B.
And look at my Facebook. I'm sure I'll post the show poster.
That's in D.C.
this week. It's in D.C. I think it's on H Street. Maybe
yeah,
it's.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know. I got to double check with him. The details, but it's on Saturday the 16th.
Cool. There you go. What you got coming?
I got nothing really coming up until August. In August, this is kind of far out, but August 13th, 14th, 15th, I'm with Joey Diaz at the Improv.
Nice.
Coco.
Oh, I
Coco
think
Diaz.
David Twitty is hosting.
Is he? Good.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Joey Diaz at the Improv.
Interesting. So. I'm at the what's it called? May 14th. It's this week.
This week, yeah.
Yeah. I'm at the Arlington Cinema Draft House, and I will be doing a Cool Cow comedy show. Mm-hmm. And I want to plug one of our buddies, you know Marcus Brown?
Yeah, Marcus Brown. Yeah.
He's a web series. Shit, I don't know the name of it, though. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Plug it on Thursday.
We'll plug it on Thursday. Marcus Brown, check him out, Doodoo Brown on online.
Yeah,
check
Marcus Brown. He used to go by Doodoo Brown. I think he dropped the doodoo at some
did
point.
He? Super funny. Super funny.
Brown. That's his name.
Super funny web series. And we'll have more information on that.
Yeah, so check it out. Yeah, check it out. All right, so you guys come on back on Thursday. We'll be here for you guys. And as always, send us emails. And as always, we love doing this for you guys. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
We have three guys on. And we are out. You bring it.